Chapter 31. And he heard the Divrei B'nai Lavan saying, Yaakov hath taken away all that belonged to Avinu, and of that which belonged to Avinu hath he gotten all this kavod. And Yaakov beheld the countenance of Lavan, and he knew it was not toward him as before. And Hashem said unto Yaakov, Shuv el Eretz Avoteha, and to thy Moledet, and I will be with thee. And Yaakov sent and called Rachel and Leah to the Sadeh unto his Tzon, and said unto them, I see Pnei Avihen, that it is not toward me as before, but Elohe Avi is with me. And ye know that with all my koach I have served Avihen, and Avihen hath deceived me and changed my sahar, aseret monim. But Elohim allowed him not to harm me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be thy sahar, then all the tzon bore speckled. And if he said thus, the streaked shall be thy sahar, then bore all the tzon streaked. Thus Elohim hath taken away the mikneh of your av and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the tzon breed, that I lifted up mine eyes, and saw in a chalom, and hine, the male goats mounting the tzon were streaked, speckled, and spotted. And the malach ha'elokim spoke unto me in a chalom, saying, Yaakov, and I said, hineni. And he said, lift up now thine eyes, and see, all the male goats leaping upon the tzon are streaked, speckled, and spotted. For I have seen all that Lavan doeth unto thee. I am ha'el beit el, where thou anointest a matzavah, and where thou vowedest a neder unto me. Now arise, get thee out from Haaretz Hazot, and return unto thy Eretz Moledet. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any chelik or nahalah for us in Beis Avinu? Are we not regarded by him nokriot? For he hath sold us, and hath quite devoured also our kesef. For all the oisher Elohim hath taken from Avinu that belongs to us and Baneinu. So then, whatsoever Elohim hath said unto thee, do. Then Yaakov rose up, and set his banim and his nashim upon the gimelim, and he drove all his mikneh and all his goods which he had gotten, the mikneh of his getting, which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Yitzhak Aviv in Eretz Canaan. And Lavan went to shear his tzon, and Rachel had stolen the teraphim that belonged to her av. Unawares to Lavan, Harami Yaakov stole away, in that he told him not that he was fleeing. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the Nahar, and set his face toward Har Gilad. And it was told Lavan on Yom HaShilashi that Yaakov had fled, and he took his Achim with him and pursued after him, Derek Shivat Yamim, and they overtook him at Har Gilad. And Elohim came to Lavan Harami in a halom halaila, and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Yaakov either Tov or Ra. Then Lavan overtook Yaakov. Now Yaakov had pitched his ohel on the har, and Lavan with his achim encamped in Har Gilad. And Lavan said to Yaakov, what hast thou done, that thou hast stolen away unawares to me, and carried away my banot, like shavuyot, taken with a harev? Why didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might send thee away with Simcha, and with Shirim, with Tof, and with Kinor, and hast not allowed me to kiss my banim and my banot? Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my Yad to do you Ra, but Elohe Avihem spoke unto me, Emesh, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Yaakov either Tov or Ra. And now, though thou had to go, because thou greatly longest after Beis Avicha, yet Why hast thou stolen Elohai? And Yaakov answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Thou wouldest take by force thy banot from me. With whomsoever thou findest, Elohecha, let him not live before Achenu discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Yaakov knew not that Rachel had played the ganef with them. And Laban went in into the Ohel Yaakov, and into the Ohel Leah, and into the Ohel Shittei HaMahot. But he found them not. Then went he out of the Ohel Leah, and entered into the Ohel Rachel. Now Rachel had taken the teraphim, and put them in the saddle of the gamal, and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the Ohel, but found them not. And she said to Rav, Let it not displease Adoni that I cannot rise up in thy presence, for the Derech Nashim is upon me. And he searched, but found not the teraphim. And Yaakov was in wrath, and upbraided Laban. And Yaakov answered and said to Laban, What is my pesha? What is my hatat, that thou hast so hotly pursued after me, whereas thou hast searched through all that I own? What hast thou found of all thy kalei beis? Set it here before my achim and thy achim, that they may judge between us both. These Esrim Shana have I been with thee, Reheleha, and thy female goats have not miscarried, and the rams of thy tzon have I not eaten. That which was trepa I brought not unto thee. I bore the loss of it, of my yad. Didst thou require it, whether stolen by Yom or stolen by Lila? Thus I was in the Yom, the Chorev consumed me, and the Kerach by Lila, and my Shana departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been Esrim Shana in thy base. I served thee Arba Esre Shana for thy two banot, and Shesh Shanim for thy tzon, and thou hast changed my sahar, aseret monim. Except Elohe Avi, Elohe Avraham, and the Pachad of Yitzhak had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty-handed. Elohim hath seen mine oni, and the toil of my palms, and rebuked thee emesh. And Laban answered and said unto Yaakov, These banot are my banot, and these banim are my banim, and this tzon is my tzon, and all that thou seest is mine. Yet what can I do today about these two banot, or about their banim which they have borne? Now therefore, come thou, let us cut a bris, I and thou, and let it be for an ed between me and thee. And Yaakov took an oven and set it up for a matzevah. And Yaakov said unto his achim, Gather avanim. And they took avanim, and made a gal, and they did eat up there upon the gal. And Laban called it Yegar Sahaduta, but Yaakov called it Galeed. And Laban said, This gal is an ed between me and thee this day. Therefore was Shemo called Galeed, and Mitzpah, for he said, Hashem, watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my banot, or if thou shalt take Nashim besides my banot, no man is with us. See, Elohim ed Beini uveineha. And Laban said to Yaakov, Hine this gal, and hine the matzevah, which I have cast between me and thee. This gal be ed, and this matzevah be edah, that for ra'ah I will not pass over this gal to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this gal and this matzevah unto me. the Elohe Avraham and Elohe Nahor and Elohe Avihem, judge between us. And Yaakov swore by the Pachad Aviv Yitzhak. Then Yaakov offered Zavak upon the har and called his Achim to eat Lechem. And they did eat Lechem and tarried all night on the har. And early in the Bocher, Lavan rose up and kissed his banim and his banot and made on them a brocha. And Lavan departed and returned unto his makom.